Mission Network News, 2-minute version, Wednesday, May 26, 2004. In 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. As Israeli troops begin their withdrawal in the southern Gaza Strip, Evangelicube International's Tom Doyle says people are searching for answers. Doyle says many are discovering that the gospel is the answer to suicide bombings, retaliation attacks, and other violence. He says that churches are growing. Doyle says the Evangelicube is a big part of that growth.
We go into churches and train them to share the gospel with the Evangelicube. It's a picture puzzle that unfolds the gospel of Christ. We'll train several different churches and then challenge each of the believers to share with 2 people a week.
Next, there's a networking effort between American Christian radio stations and their counterparts overseas. HCJB World Radio's Heidi Jones says the project is called Turn the Radios On, where they've sent over 28,000 fixed-tune radios overseas.
Stations are having their listeners purchase a radio, or a portion of the Share-a-thon is going towards purchasing these radios, and we're sending them to many of our radio plants, and this is enabling the stations to go out into their communities, pass out these radios to homeless people.
And Operation Blessing International teamed up with faith-based agencies from the Ozarks in Texas to provide more than $60 million worth of medical help to people in Nicaragua. All the medicines and equipment will be distributed by the government. Much of it will go to hospitals, which serve the entire eastern coast. Through their assistance, OBI supports churches hoping to make an impact on needy communities with the love of Christ. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term mission trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on the short-term missions database logo on the left, where you can find out about various mission opportunities worldwide. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.